SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News. Resumes and cover letters are required for most job applications in Australia, but overseas, in some countries, this is a less common practice. In this episode of Change Agents, we meet one woman helping refugees and immigrants navigate the Australian job market for the first time.
...2 p.m. this afternoon. The Russian government declared that they had commenced a so-called special military operation in Ukraine. And they said this after months of aggression and intimidation.
On the 24th of February 2022, explosions ring out across Ukraine, from the capital Kyiv to the Black Sea port of Odessa and Kharkiv on the border with Russia. Within hours, soldiers announce Russian ground forces, backed by tanks and other heavy equipment, have crossed into Ukraine from the north, south and east. It begins the worst conflict on the continent since World War II.
Quickly buy a ticket. We don't need to go to Ukraine. We need to go out of Ukraine, Russia or any countries of Soviet Union area. We don't want to live in, to live in there. In our countries, and we can't live in our countries.
Vitaly Bazarov, his wife Anya, and daughter Maria are just some of the people displaced by the war. They first arrived in Melbourne shortly after the invasion. Christine Casely from advocacy body Multicultural Australia says new arrivals like Vitaly are often underestimated by employers.
One thing we have found with the Ukrainian cohort, they're all people who are actually quite significantly qualified. Many of them would have finished university degrees, and there's a significant piece here in terms of getting people skills and qualifications recognised.
The waves of refugees and displaced families struck a chord with Svetlana Khaykina, who has a personal connection to the war-torn region.
This war in Ukraine is very close to home for me. I still feel very connected every time I heard, you know, some city being bombed or, you know, whatever it was. I have friends from all over, from each of those cities, from each of those towns, and it was like seeing my friends' faces, being bombed at the time. So it definitely was very personal for me.
Svetlana lived in the former USSR as a child and recalls leaving there with her family.
I was born in Belarus while it was still part of USSR. And my family immigrated in 93, so that was 2 years after the breakup. We immigrated to the States, and so I lived in the States for 15 years. So essentially I became American citizen, and after that I decided to go traveling. And at the end of my travels, I didn't feel like coming back to the States, so I looked at applying for jobs elsewhere. And so I applied for a job in Australia, and I got the job and moved to Australia.
When a unique proposition arose, Svetlana stepped out of the city and into one of Australia's most remote regions.
This opportunity came up actually through my employer. He suggested that there's this opportunity in Port Hedland, see if that will work better for you. I looked at the opportunity, you know, I had an interview and decided, yes, that would be a good adventure for the family, you know, while kids are still young, to explore a bit of Australian outback and work in Pilbara.
Svetlana found herself in Port Hedland, a mining town of around 15,000 residents on the edge of the Pilbara Desert. As an engineer, she has a range of vital skills which are in short supply. She says many skilled immigrants and refugees have the same qualifications and experiences, but there's a stumbling block, writing resumes.
There is no practice of a CV or resume, you know, back in Ukraine, Belarus, or, you know, countries after the USSR broke up. So even the concept of CV is very new to most people who arrive here. So really just how to put together a CV that describes what your skills are, what you're good at. It's very culturally inappropriate to brag about yourself. So typically all people kind of diminish their achievements.
Svetlana volunteers her time writing resumes and cover letters for new arrivals. Many of these people she's never even met in person. While many people have found work, she says there's still more to do.
I do have to say that, you know, by my standards, I wasn't as successful as I was hoping to be. I found that it was very, very difficult to place people, even in the regions where it is easier to get the jobs. You know, there's visas, you know, and special dispensations provided by the government for people who are willing to work in regional areas. But even here, I found it very, very difficult to get that last step in for these people to actually get the jobs.
Christine Casely says many workplaces are reluctant to hire people from different cultures. She believes there's a lot more employers can do to be inclusive.
We've had a number of clients who actually have changed their names to kind of anglicise them a little bit more, and that in that way increased their chances of getting an interview, which kind of is a pretty good indicator, I think, of the bias that is in there in the first place. But even kind of workplaces recognising that even once a person arrives that, you do need to kind of do some investment in upfront support to kind of help the person navigate the workplace, which will be quite different from the workplace in their country of origin, rather than excluding them or expecting them to, you know, I'll say in inverted commas, lift their game to kind of blend in with what is seen as the Australian workplace culture.
But for Vitaly, at least, there's good news. He's found a job.
I'm working as a boilermaker, but when I get any free time, we try to collect diving equipment for diving, shooting objects underwater, any don't move objects underwater. I was training these skills as about bigger than 10 years, and I get the skills as I want to be useful too in Australia, because here it's around Australia. So many interesting ocean animals.
And he's not the only one who's managed to get work.
I have one person in my team now who came from Ukraine, you know, as part of this humanitarian visa intake. He's done incredible work back in Ukraine and in Russia, and, you know, really high-level skills. He needs to get a little bit more acquainted with Australian way of doing things, but the technical expertise and the skills are definitely there.
You can listen to other episodes in the Change Agent series wherever you get your podcasts. Cameron Carr, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.